This is a Fox News alert. We still don't know which party will control the Senate. I'm Dave Anthony. It's 48-48 so far after Democrats scored a big win flipping what was a red seat blue.
We bet on the people of Pennsylvania, and you didn't let us down.
John Fetterman overcame a stroke and questions about his recovery to beat Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz. Republican J.D. Vance won another close race.
Whether you voted for me or not, the thing that I promise to do is go to the United States Senate and fight every single day for the people of Ohio.
Vance defeated Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan. Three other races too close to call. Republicans lead in Nevada and Wisconsin. Democrats have the edge in Arizona, so it might again come down to Georgia. Fox's Grinnell Scott in Atlanta says the race is likely headed to a runoff.
Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock said what others were thinking.
We always knew that this race would be close.
So close, another month is needed to decide things. Republican challenger Herschel Walker urged patience.
Just hang in there a little bit longer.
In the House, Fox has Republicans winning 200 seats so far, with 63 races not called yet. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik just told Fox,
let's wait until these races are called, but we will win the majority, thanks to the American people.
A big winner in governor's races, Republican Ron DeSantis easily reelected.
Florida is where Wolf goes to die.
Republicans Greg Abbott in Texas and Brian Kemp in Georgia also reelected. So were some Democratic governors, Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan, Kathy Hochul in New York. Big layoffs at Facebook, the social media giant's parent company Meta cutting 11,000 jobs. And now a Brittany Griner update. The American basketball star has been moved in Russia to a penal colony.
Even Brittany Griner's legal team doesn't know her exact current whereabouts, nor have they been told her final destination. The White House has called her detention wrong and promises President Joe Biden will continue his attempts to persuade Russia to let her go.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com. or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Fox News voter analysis in the midterm election shows the number one issue for voters was the economy, according to nearly half of those surveyed, with inflation an important factor for 93% of them. The second most important issue, abortion, 10% put that first, especially important for Democrats after the Supreme Court ruling gave states rights to ban abortions. In California and Michigan, voters approved ballot questions putting a right to an abortion in those states' constitutions. Kentucky voters appear to have rejected a question that would say their constitution has no right to an abortion. There were other ballot questions as well.
Recreational marijuana was legalized by vote yesterday in Maryland and Missouri, but similar measures failed in Arkansas and North Dakota. Ohio voters approved a measure aimed at stopping people who are not U.S. citizens from voting in local elections. And language permitting slavery as punishment was struck by voters from state constitutions in Tennessee and Vermont. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
A convicted killer only has hours left to live in Texas.
Tracy Beatty says he's come to terms with his impending death. He faces a lethal injection in Texas tonight for strangling and beating his mother to death after she tried to kick him out of the house. Her body was found buried in the backyard. A state appeals court denied Beatty's request for a stay of execution, rejecting his claim of juror misconduct during his trial. A federal court earlier dismissed his claims of an intellectual disability that would bar his execution. In a recent jailhouse interview, Beatty told KYTX-TV in Tyler, Texas, he's not worried about dying because he's already made his peace with the man. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed. Coming off a third straight day of big gains for the Dow, it's up 1,100 points in those 3 days. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.